Now I'm going to show you 10 printed words. Read each word out loud as I show it to you.
Butter, arm, shore.
My name is Sister Ann Clunan. I'm a Springfield Dominican sister. I'm currently stationed at our mother house at 1237 West Monroe.
Calling the Sacred Heart Convent a house doesn't do it justice. It's more like its own contained little city. With the library, cafeteria, church, and more, Sister Clunan is sitting in a pink bedroom, one of the many here that are home for her and over 100 other sisters. This room is unique, though. It's being used to evaluate her memory and that of 32 others. The testing you heard is just part of the process she's involved in. In order for Rush University Medical Center, based in Chicago, to continue Alzheimer's research that's been going on since the mid-90s, Sister Clunan is 69 years old. Ultimately, she made the choice to participate
because I have family history with Alzheimer's. My mom died of Alzheimer's 10 years ago today. My sister Beth is currently living with early onset Alzheimer's. She's 6 years younger than I am.
This study is part of a larger project across the country. Many of those involved are in other religious communities, which are ideal populations to study because they're easy to track and have similar lifestyles and environments. Rush University Medical Center's Alzheimer's Disease Center gets its funding for the research from the National Institute on Aging and hopes to continue its look at how genes, environment, psychological, and medical factors affect memory indefinitely. It's already resulted in finding links, like how surgical menopause, for instance, hysterectomies in women that result in menopause are associated with an increased risk for the disease. Woody Mogaka is a research assistant for Rush University. He says participants are studied on a consistent, lifelong basis.
Because certain types of dementias are either slow progressing or fast progressing, we come out every year and still try and test. Unfortunately, there have been people who are in the latter stages of Alzheimer's and really cannot test, but we still go out and talk to them and try and get as much information as possible.
Before Mogaka can begin the memory tests, which measure short-term and long-term memory and involve word and story recall, the nuns have blood taken and do questionnaires about medical and family history. Their personality and psychology is also evaluated. Irene Condon is one of the RN/research coordinators who performs the various procedures.
With the neurologic assessment, we test their reflexes, so there's a reflex hammer, and then we check what we call finger tapping, and for 10 seconds we see how fast they can tap with their finger. We test their hand strength and also the strength of their thumb on a pinch gauge.
The hope is that these efforts will lead to practical ways to combat and prevent dementia and Alzheimer's, a disease that is the sixth leading cause of death in the country and affects more than 5 million U.S. citizens, according to the Alzheimer's Association. Cases are growing and expected to increase rapidly as the baby boomer generation ages. It's a disease Sister Ann Clunan is all too familiar with. After seeing both her mother and Sister Beth suffer, she says the victims include family and friends, who must helplessly watch the decline of their loved ones. Still, her faith gives her solace and hope, and she says so does participating in this research.
I know it's not going to help Beth, but it's something I can do to maybe help another person somewhere down the line so that their family doesn't have to deal with this.
The Dominican sisters can now add their participation in what's called the Religious Order Study to a long list of ways they serve their community and try to change the world for the better. I'm Rachel Otwell.